The rectangular course is a training maneuver in which the ground track of the airplane is equidistant from all sides of a selected rectangular area on the ground, such as an airport boundary. Altitude and airspeed should be held constant. While performing the rectangular course, the objective of the rectangular course is to develop division of attention between the flight path and the ground references while controlling the airplane and watching for other traffic. Another objective is to develop the ability to recognize wind drift toward or away from a line that's parallel to the intended ground track. This is helpful in recognizing drift toward or away from an airport runway while you're flying various legs of the airport traffic pattern. The closer the track of the airplane is to the field boundaries, the steeper the bank necessary at the turning points. The things that you need to know for the written test about a rectangular course is that when planning a rectangular course, the flight path should be positioned outside the field boundaries, just far enough that they may be easily observed from either pilot seat. And the closer the track of the airplane is to the field boundaries, the steeper the bank necessary at the turning points. Other maneuver we're going to talk about is turns around a point. When flying turns around a point, the wings will be in alignment with the ground reference pylon only during the time the airplane is flying directly upwind or directly downwind. At all other points, a wind correction angle will keep the wings from pointing directly at the pylon. If you are instructed not to exceed a 45 degree bank in a turn around a point, the best place to start is the point where the bank angle will be steepest, flying downwind. Throughout the remainder of the maneuver, the bank will be shallowed out. The ground speed will be equal where the airplane is flying with the same headwind component. The angle of bank will be the same only when the airplane is flying directly crosswind. In turns about a point, the airplane is flown in two or more complete circles of uniform radii from a prominent ground reference point using a maximum bank angle of approximately 45 degrees while maintaining a constant altitude. Just like in all other ground reference maneuvers, a constant radius around a point will, if any wind exists, require constantly changing angles of bank to correct for the changing wind. The closer the airplane is to a direct downwind heading when the ground speed is greatest, the steeper the bank, and the faster the rate of turn required to establish the proper wind correction angle. The more nearly your track is to a direct upwind heading when the ground speed is least, the shallower the bank and the slower the rate of turn required to establish the proper wind correction angle. Throughout the maneuver, the bank and the rate of turn must be gradually varied in proportion to your ground speed. When flying turns around a point, the wings will be in alignment with the pylon only during the time the airplane is flying directly upwind or directly downwind. At all other points, the wind correction angle will keep the wings from pointing directly at the pylon. If you are instructed not to exceed a 45 degree bank, the best place to start the point where the bank angle will be steepest is when flying downwind. Throughout the remainder of the maneuver, the bank will be shallowing out. The ground speed will be equal where the airplane is flying with the same headwind component. The angle of bank will be the same only where the airplane is flying directly crosswind. In turns around a point, at what point would the angle of bank be the same? Only when the airplane is flying directly crosswind. And at what point during turns around a point would the ground speed be equal? Only when the airplane is flying with the same headwind component, which means when it's flying upwind. Let's talk about S-turns across a road. An S-turn across a road is a practice maneuver in which the airplane's ground track describes semicircles of equal radii on each side of a selected straight line on the ground. The straight line may be a road, a fence, a railroad, or a section line that lies perpendicular to the wind and should be of sufficient length for making a series of turns. In other words, when you cross the road and your wings are level and lined up with the road, you should be either upwind or downwind. The maneuver consists of crossing a road at a 90-degree angle and immediately beginning a series of 180-degree turns of uniform radius in opposite directions, recrossing the road at a 90-degree angle just as each 180 degrees of turn is completed. To accomplish a constant radius ground track requires changing the roll rate and angle of bank to establish the wind correction angle. Both roll rate and the angle of bank will increase or decrease as ground speed increases or decreases. The higher ground speed requires a greater roll rate and angle of bank. The slower ground speed requires a decreased roll rate and a decreased angle of bank. The bank must be the steepest when beginning the turn on the downwind side of the road and must be shallowed gradually as the turn progresses from a downwind heading to an upwind heading. On the upwind side, the turn should be started with a relatively shallow angle of bank, then gradually steepened as the airplane turns from an upwind heading to a downwind heading. In a steep turn, the ground speed will be the same when the airplane has the same headwind component. The steepest angle of bank is required at points where the airplane is flying downwind. The airplane will have to be crabbed into the wind at the greatest amount when it is flying crosswind. In the first half of an S-turn, the bank should begin shallow and increase in steepness as the airplane turns crosswind and becomes steepest when the turn is downwind. If the turn is started with too steep a bank angle, the bank will increase too rapidly and the upwind half of the S will be smaller than the downwind half. The turn will not be completed by the time the airplane is over the reference line. So the question, while practicing S-turns, a consistently smaller half circle is made on one side of the road than the other, and this turn is not completed before crossing the road or reference line, this would most likely occur because the bank is increased too rapidly during the early part of the turn.